Blog Talk Radio.
Baby Auntie, dear Baby Auntie, Baby Auntie, Baby Auntie.
I've been watching you, watching me, your big brown eyes, all I see. My head is spinning like that Ferris wheel. The night is young, the lights are buzzing, a carnival of my heart pumping. The cotton candy don't taste as sweet as you. That I'm feeling what you're feeling. Don't be scared to let it show. Maybe I dare you to come over here, put your lips on mine. Baby, I dare you to blow my mind, take away my time. I'll get my soul caught up, pull me closer, don't you let me go. Coaster so wild and new. Kiss me slow, babe, under this full moon. Cause you got me high, boy, it feels so right. It'd be a lie if I said that I wasn't wanting you. I'll take me on this ride. I know what you're thinking, and I think that you should know that I'm feeling what you're feeling. Don't be scared to let it show. Maybe I dare you.
Welcome to another edition of What Days of What Days with Murph. Boy, do we have a really special show for you today with one of my absolute favorite people in the entire world and one of my dearest friends, the lovely Mary Cutter, joining us, as well as the equally as lovely Megan Barker. That's right, folks. You get two guests today. I kind of feel like Oprah with you get a guest, and you get a guest. Everybody gets a guest. Anyway, we'll talk with Mary and Megan about their brand new writer's round called Gem and Jamie's, and everything that they're planning for 2018. I am so excited about the show today. As usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Cody? Ready for a long but exciting week of interviews, and you couldn't get any better, start off on the right foot any better than interviewing Mary and Megan. I'm really excited about this new show.
Completely. So
let's get to it.
As I was telling Mary off air, this is the first time we've physically spoken since June, so.
Well, it's all more reason why this is even more special today.
True, and with that being said, let's welcome the lovely Miss Mary Cutter and Megan Barker to the show. Hey, ladies, how are you?
We're doing super.
Hey.
How are you?
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank y'all for doing this today.
Thank you for having us. This is just like the perfect way to start off the week, and it's my birthday, which talking to you two is just like the cherry on top. Well, I was about to say cherry on top of the cake, but that doesn't make sense. So it's the icing and sprinkles on top of the birthday cake.
I'll settle for the icing and sprinkles. The icing is those are the best parts, the filling parts.
Absolutely.
True.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And the cherry goes on top of the sundae, Mary.
Yes, not the cake.
Not the cake, the sundae, yes.
Oh, this is going to be awesome. I can already tell this is going to be so much fun. just to get into things today, I know you mentioned, Mary, that it's somebody's birthday today. So I'm just going to say right off the top, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Oh, and I don't know if you could hear from the other room, but Mom said happy birthday too.
Tell her I said thank you.
Awesome.
Okay, I appreciate it.
So the two of you have been extremely busy this past weekend, haven't you?
We have been. We just got back from Charleston, which was really fun.
That's awesome. What did you enjoy about your... Oh, that's right. I have to comment. How was it like getting to meet Bill Murray?
It was
oh, my
very,
gosh.
Very
yeah, he's just, a hoot. He's a hoot for sure.
Absolutely.
Oh.
You know, it's just one of those things, almost surreal, because, I mean, he's one of my favorite... one of my dad's favorite actors. So it was like... So I've seen him on TV screens all my whole life, but to see him in person was kind of surreal.
I've loved Bill
awesome.
Murray ever since his Saturday Night Live days.
Yep.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I love Saturday Night Live. So, I mean, it was super strange, actually. It was kind of surreal, like Mary said, like sitting at a table and he's just sitting at the table with you. I mean, I was like, this is so weird. It was really cool.
Oh, you were sitting with him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome!
We got to hang out quite a bit with him. Actually, it was quite a night.
Yeah, after we did the show,
if I was there, I probably would have done some imitations. So, Bill, how was it like when you were playing golf and saying, "Oh, the crowd is going Costa going wild from Caddy."
I'm sure
you would have loved it.
Know,
what do you think, Megan?
You would have put
I think
me
you would
in
have
a,
loved
a hole
it.
In
you
one.
Know, oh, I love it! I love it.
Yeah.
You know, and that leads me to my first question. With all the awesome stuff that has happened for you guys lately, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But do you guys ever just find yourself saying, "How is this my life right now?"
Oh my God, we said this earlier. Today we were, yeah. You take it, Megan.
Well, I mean, we woke up and we got to go be on TV and talk about our new show, and you know, and then we got to work on some really cool craft projects for like decorations for opening night, and now we're talking to y'all. So, and we got to wear jammies everywhere we went today. So we were like, "How is this our life? This is crazy."
So very blessed.
Because you know what? I'm Saturday night, you got me on a Saturday Night Live pick with Bill Murray because you are the wild and crazy gals.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, speaking of this new writer's round, Jammin' and Jammies, which opening night is in a couple days, right?
Right, it's on Wednesday.
That's awesome. I think I know the story, but tell the listeners how Jammin' and Jammies came to be.
Well, it is kind of an interesting story. So a couple months ago, right before I moved to Nashville, like a couple weeks before, I started doing this weekly cover video series called Jammin' and Jammies, where I literally would sit on my bed in my pajamas every Sunday night and play one of my favorite cover songs. And they just kept on growing and growing with views and likes and folks sharing it. And fast forward, Megan and I just became best friends. We just clicked instantly, and we started writing together and performing out a lot together. And we got this opportunity to host our own show right off of Music Row. We were like, what's a cooler way, you know, to twist a writer's night, because there's a whole bunch of them in Nashville, and have it as Jammin' and Jammies, where the writers, the performers wear pajamas, and the audience can too.
That is, that's like, plainly best.
There's one advantage of that. So then when they see you, since it's a Monday, they don't have to change when they go home, because they'll be in their jammies.
100%. That's what we've been telling people. The excuse of, oh, I'm already home and in my pajamas doesn't work anymore.
That's the logic.
Not anymore.
And I've got to be honest with y'all. And I think y'all might have seen this on Instagram. I cannot listen to Sam Hunt's Body Like a Back Row anymore without thinking of that Jammin' and Jammies promo video.
That makes me so happy. I love it. I love it. That makes my
day. You know what? We've actually gotten that. We've gotten that a couple times now, and we feel the same way.
It's just not going to happen anymore.
That was so
much
fun to make, by the way. Oh my gosh! Fun video. We got a lot of strange looks on the out in public. Wearing our onesies.
It looked like so much fun. I'm not going to lie.
It was.
But you guys have some pretty awesome sponsors of this thing. Like the Iceman is one of the sponsors. So how cool is that?
It's very cool.
Oh man, it's really cool. You know what? I met Bobby a couple years ago, and I was such a fan of what he does. And I got invited to participate in his big CMA Fest, you know, that he has, like, kind of his own little part of CMA Fest here in Nashville in June. So I was kind of pinching myself that he knew who I was, and we struck up a friendship. And so when Mary and I, you know, got together and we're talking about Jammin' and Jammies, I was like, you know what? I think Bobby, the Iceman, would love this idea. And so we just got together and talked about it with him, and he just loved it and got behind it. So we're super lucky to have his support.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to be honest. If there's anything that I can do for this new Jammin' and Jammies, whether it's social media promotion, whatever it is, I'm more than happy to do it.
That means so much to us, Cody. And, you know, Craig, Cody, you guys are literally just some of the sweetest people that I've met so far, you know, since I started my musical journey. And I don't know, I just feel so blessed to have you guys. It's pretty incredible. But thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, ladies.
I got to meet you, Craig, last week is what I was going to say, at my show, and it was such a pleasure. So it's nice to finally meet the folks in person, is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
It was actually the second time. I got to meet you very briefly in September during a show at the Commodore when you sang with Mary.
I know, but we didn't get to talk. Like, we just took a picture. Like, we didn't get to talk, you know?
No, we didn't have. I didn't have my jammies on, so I guess we weren't much of a talkative mood. But it was an honor to see you on a Sunday night in Alley Taps while I was
to
chat for a bit while I was eating my hot dogs.
It was a nice, intimate crowd, wasn't it? It was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was so intimate that I could hear myself chew the hot dog.
You know.
Okay, it wasn't that bad. There were some people there. No, it was a lot of fun. I appreciate you coming and listening to all my songs.
Oh, it
you
was
know,
wonderful, Megan. And, you know, you two ladies,
two
are so easy to speak to that it makes it so much enjoyable to have a conversation with you, and that makes it a lot easier to support and be friends with the both of you.
Aww.
I agree totally.
Thanks, Craig. You're a sweetheart.
Thank you.
You know,
both of you as well.
I need to get myself back up to Nashville and see you, Mary, and a making an impression,
yes,
Megan.
I love that.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
You need to get on up here, Cody. I agree.
I agree completely. I was actually talking about coming up to the listening room tomorrow for a song. Well, tonight actually for Songs of Forget, but this interview. I remembered I booked this interview, so that kind of meant.
Oh, no,
sorry,
I kinda...
but,
it's such a good show, though, but you
can
go ahead.
Yeah, it is. I've seen a few other shows on a Periscope, and I'm such a fan of what they're doing.
Agreed. Same.
Yeah,
very
so are we. Absolutely.
You know, and I'll be honest with you both, I'm such a fan of the women in country music in general. I'm such a fan of the ladies.
Well, you're quite the charmer, so I get that. And I think the ladies love you too, Cody.
No comment. We are too, really.
No comment.
supportive of the gals, so thank you.
Trust
you
me, Cody, your name is going to be mentioned very secretly on February 14th from a lot of ladies that you probably don't even know.
Okay, that's true.
I'm not really counting on that, but you go ahead and think that. I'm not really counting on that, but whatever. I wanted to ask, I know you touched on this a little, I'm a little bit married, but Megan, how did you get involved with Jammin' and Jammies?
Okay, so Mary started a video series on Instagram called Jammin' and Jammies, I'm sure you remember, where she would, play a cover song in her jammies, and it just took off. Her fans love it. And we got together, and she had this idea of, like, you know, what if we turn this into a live show? And it just kind of exploded from there. We both just had so many ideas. I was just thrilled that she brought the idea to me.
Well, to be honest, though, Katie, I mean, I couldn't have thought of a better person to do the show with, you know? I mean, you haven't met Megan yet, but, like, she is literally one of the most talented people I've ever met. Which is saying something, because I've met a lot of people with my TV radio show, and a lot of people just ride down here and see them out. And so Megan's super talented, and she's so creative, and she just brought, like, a whole other brain that was just genius to Jammies. And really, just a lot of these killer ideas have been Megan's. And I don't know, we have a blast working together. It doesn't even feel like we're working. It feels like we're just hanging out. Two girls had a slumber party or whatever, working on Jammin' and Jammies. So I'm really
excited. Yeah. It's kind of like the universe did it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is public knowledge yet, but can you guys reveal who is playing opening night?
Yes, we can. We have actually, Megan, you probably will be able to remember everyone better than I will, but I'll try to do my best. We're having kind of number one hit writers, like Jessie Lee. She wrote big hits for folks like Kelsey Ballerini's Peter Pan, the new Brett Young hit. We've got David Fanning, who's a mastermind behind some of Parma Lee's hits. And are you going to
Thompson Square? Yeah.
Thompson Square. And who else?
Yeah, we've got Jason Duke, who wrote Dibs. I mean, so there you go. And then we've got more talent, too. I mean, that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg for opening night. But we really wanted to jam-pack it with, hit songs and great energy. And all these people bring so much energy to their shows. These are people that Mary and I have seen, you know, multiple times, and we've become friends with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so exciting that they agreed
to
come
again.
In there jamming.
Right. It's not just a writer's round where you're going to hear good songs. These are also going to be great performers. You know, sometimes write-arounds, you know, they love the songs, but maybe the writers, you know, aren't as much of entertainers. With Jammin' and Jammies, it's going to be an awesome, packed show, like a real show, if that makes sense.
We want to bring the fun is our goal.
The fun. fun. Yes.
Bring the fun.
I can
you can't have fun in jammies, then I don't know what you're going to have fun in.
With y'all hosting the show, I can pretty much guarantee it's going to be fun. I can.
Thank you.
And the two of you will be so vivacious that you will definitely enlighten the audience with your charm.
Well, we hope so in a good way.
Well, we appreciate that. We actually have like so much energy together, we find ourselves having to tone it down just a little. I don't know what it is, but we're excited.
And that's even without your coffee or tea, too, I guess.
Exactly.
Oh, Mary, I wanted to tell you something real quick, Mary. A couple of course, I follow Jammin' and Jammies on Instagram, and that dog headband that you've got is epic.
Thank you. Are you team cat or team dog?
I'm team both, actually, if that makes any sense.
Oh, thank God. You know what?
That's the right answer.
Yes, we are too. We are too.
That video where y'all were going back and forth on a team dog versus team cat.
Yep.
I watched that so many times, it's not even funny.
Thank you. That makes me so happy. Thank you.
Oh, you know what? A little behind the scenes fun fact. The dog barking in the background was not even intentional.
Really?
No, it was,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
It was some other apartment room.
Yeah,
this is another apartment. This is barking.
I don't know if y'all noticed that, but like at the end of the video, there's a dog barking, and that was just purely coincidence. That's why we were laughing.
Oh,
awesome.
I thought that he would have been excited to see the show too.
Yes, absolutely.
I wanted to ask Megan real quick. I know you were kind of born into music. So, how did you start your whole country music career?
Oh gosh, I mean it's actually a pretty long story, but the short of it is I was born into my dad was a songwriter and my mama was always in country music touring and singing with people and I mean, they had a production company when I was little, so I just kind of grew up in studios and around songwriting. And when I was 13 years old, I discovered John Mayer, who's not country. but being 13 at such a intense age, I mean, it just kind of changed my whole world. And I picked up a guitar, and I never looked back. And then eventually I just kind of found my way back to my roots, which is more country, you know. But, yeah, but I love all kinds of music.
That's awesome. So...
I wanted to ask you, Megan, how did you, what was the, you told me you lived in Las Vegas for a while. How did you go from Las Vegas to Nashville?
Well, I was born in Nashville, and I lived here till I was like 9, and then I moved to Las Vegas when my parents got divorced because we had some family out there. So I kind of grew up there. And then as a teenager, when I was writing music, I started coming back and forth a lot. And I did that for a long time. I finally came back to Nashville. I just had to be here full time, you know.
Mm-hmm. That was a lot of that's a long trip between the two.
What's that?
That's a long trip.
It's been a long trip, Craig, let me tell you.
Yeah, generally.
Going back to what you were saying, Megan, about loving all kinds of music, and my best friend will probably tell you this about me, but my music tastes range from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to, yeah, please don't judge me for having this one on my playlist.
Gary and I are the same way.
No shame, I'll
give y'all a prime example. I'll listen to pretty much anything once. So I'll have Usher playing 1 minute, then the next minute it switches to Alan Jackson, as sure as countries you can get.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
That's just me. I mean, of course.
That's awesome. I mean, we're.
Of course. I'm kind of musical myself. I'm in the process of teaching myself guitar. So.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's so exciting. You got to post videos of your progress because I remember the journey, and I'm sure Mary does too. It's quite a struggle.
Absolutely.
But I will tell you this, though.
It.
YouTube is such a big help.
How's that?
Because there's tutorials and stuff on YouTube that has just helped me tremendously.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what's funny is YouTube was kind of just getting started, like when I started playing, so I didn't really have that yet. So YouTube is a great tool nowadays, you know.
It's just great.
Yep, I agree.
So, I wanted to ask you, Megan, real quick. Being in the industry basically your entire life, and now being an artist yourself, I know we were talking about a YouTube earlier, but the entire social media world, how has that affected your career thus far?
Are you talking to me, Megan?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You know, social media is actually something that Mary is fantastic at, and I've learned a few things from her already. But I mean, gosh, I don't even know how to explain like how big social media is in the music world. It's kind of everything nowadays, Mary. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Awesome. 100%. So. We've only got about 3 minutes left. This has just flown by, hasn't it, y'all?
It sure has.
Well, if your
it
show
sure
flies
has.
By
so
as quickly, if it flies by
what,
as quickly
now?
As the interview, Jam and Jammies will be in Nashville for a long time.
Yeah. I agree with that
Aww.
Completely.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for supporting and having us. This is awesome.
Absolutely, and before we get out of here, I've just got a couple more questions for you. First off, where can people follow Jammin' and Jammies online?
Well, we have a website, jamminandjammies.com, and we also have an Instagram page. It's probably the best place to keep up with everything, and that's just under Jammin' and Jammies.
Awesome.
I was just going to say another cool thing about the website, too, is, you know, any local emerging singer-songwriters that want to perform, there's like a submission form on there where you can send us links and tell us if you want to play.
So, yeah. And where can people follow both of you guys online if they want to?
It's booking at jamminandjammies.com, right, Megan?
Yes, yeah, booking at jamminandjammies.com. And you can follow me. My Instagram's Megan Barker Music, and I got a Facebook as well, and Mary will tell you hers.
Mine's under Mary Cutter, and Cutter is with a K, K-U-T-T-E-R.
Awesome. And I follow y'all both online, so I've got that covered. I follow you guys both.
Awesome.
We appreciate you following us and having us today. This has been so much fun.
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely. And I told Mary this before when we had her on the show. I believe it was last year, but You guys are absolutely more than welcome back on the show anytime.
Hey, we might take you up on that.
Absolutely.
And Mary, you already know how I feel about you. I consider you one of my dearest friends. You know that.
Well, Cody, I feel the same way. I feel the same way.
You know, and now that I've spoken to you, Megan, I definitely consider you a friend too.
It's just so good to talk to you finally, and I'm just looking forward to many more years of us, you know, supporting each other in this crazy music world.
Yes,
I would love for all of us to stay in touch as we all become prosperous in our careers.
Of course, of course. Are you kidding? Of course.
And like I said earlier, if there's anything that you guys need from us, whether it's in these new writers around or personally, I mean, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Well, I'll tell you what, next time you two are in Nashville, get your jammies on, all right?
Absolutely.
Because we're
I'm
together
there.
In our jammies.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah, well, the idea is to get the jam on, too, in the jammies. You know, a lot of times I fall asleep in them, so I need to jam in them, too.
Yeah.
Well, I thank y'all so much for doing this. This has just been one of my favorite interviews probably of this year.
Well, thank you so much, Cody. I know it's still early in the year, but I'll take it.
We'll take it. Thank you so much for having us. And we'll see you guys soon.
I look forward to it. I hope that
you'll
both be doing Jam and Jammies at CMA Fest.
We hope to.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Wink, wink, wink.
Yes.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. Wink, wink.
I'm going to I'll let y'all go, but I'll definitely be talking to y'all later, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye, y'all. Well, that was fun.
That was awesome, yes. They're just wonderful people.
For literally hours. I seriously could have talked to those two for literally hours. It was that great.
I'm sure we'll have them back on again.
Oh, absolutely. Not a doubt.
I wanted to tell you, this all up to show that you want to go into. It's a great lineup. Kaylee and Lena and Candy and Mickey. Like,
that was just, I so wanted to go to that, but I knew I had this interview today, and there was no way I could skip out on this thing. So,
well, I'm sure you'll make up for it.
I'm gonna watch it online. There's no question about that. I'm watching it online.
No, me too. It's a no miss show.
All right, so. It's another five-show week for, five shows for me anyway.
Yep. Tomorrow we have Taj Bachman from Song Suffragettes. About also discussing her new EP, which is fantastic. Wednesday we have Ellie Mears. Yes, it will be.
So I think I'm gonna let you go and wrap things up, everybody, okay?
All right, have a good night. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, but I'll see you tomorrow. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our a wonderful interview with Megan Barker and Mary Cutter. Those ladies are some of the sweetest, most genuine people I've probably ever come in contact with. So, like Craig said, it's another five-show week for us. which I guess is better than the fake shows we had last week. But anyway, tomorrow we've got the super talented Miss Taji Bachman joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.